The devotional for today was written by the Dr. Scott J. Hagley. I've often felt like Paul gets himself a little too worked up in the second chapter of Romans. Really? No one is righteous? Everyone is a liar? But during Lent, it is appropriate and even good to step back and consider how it is that all humanity are under the power of sin. For in our hyper-connected world, we can no longer claim ignorance with regard to the ways our buying, selling, and everyday life harms others. Awareness of such destruction might soften its impact. I might burn less gasoline or become vegan, but it fails to make the world and my place in it right. Of course we know where this story is heading. God's grace proves sufficient where our achievements fail. But during Lent, it is okay to just camp out a bit with Paul's honesty. The truth is, we live in a world of immense beauty and catastrophic loss. We are sustained by God's grace and yet often live with a numbing sense of moral ambivalence. These things are not easily harmonized, nor should they be. For as Ed Simon has said, acknowledging the presence of selfishness, cruelty, greed, rage, intolerance, and in a word, sin, is that which makes the existence of good all the more obvious. Even if sometimes good only exists as a dim shaft of blurred light in our dark cell, Paul's honesty here is also his hope, the dim shaft of blurred light that is incarnation and resurrection. Let us pray. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. Amen.